Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, you guys, we've been giving away summer camps to kids, you know, but to the parents, this is called freedom.
Right.
Now, we have a letter right here because we have our next camp entry.
Okay,
and we
cool.
would like to read this letter. Kelly, you have it in front of you?
I do.
Go ahead.
This is from Brooke. My son Lachlan would love to go to Camp Thurman this summer. My little brother was a counselor there when he was younger. He passed away in a car accident when he was 18, and they have a golf cart, and the license plate says his counselor name, Stussy, on it. I've told Lachlan these stories, and he would love to be a part of this camp that his uncle, he never met, was part of. It's a great outdoor camp where they also learn about the Lord. I would love to send them, but it's a little out of our price range. Thank you, and we love the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Aww.
Brooke is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Brooke.
Hello.
So this camp really means a lot to your family.
Yes, it does.
Did your son, Lachlan, he never got to meet his uncle?
No, he never got to meet his uncle. He passed away, I guess, a year before he was born. Mm-hmm. And my little brother, Ross, was a part of that camp since he was like 4 or 5 years old, and then went until he was 18 and then was a counselor there. So it's a very special camp to us.
So I'm sure you show him pictures all the time, and Lachlan's very interested and seeing what
yes.
this is all about.
Sure, and all the yeah. stories, too. Yeah. Yeah, good memories.
We have Mary Hibbs on the phone, who's the director of community outreach at the camp.
Good morning.
I have Brooke on the phone. Mary, would you like to tell her the good news?
Oh, I would be more than happy to. Brooke, it has been my pleasure to be a part of Camp Thurman, not only as a mom, as my kids were campers there as well, but now working full-time on staff at Camp Thurman. And it has been absolutely a blessing for my family, and I know the legacy that it leaves. So on behalf of our executive director, Blake Bowman, and the entire Camp Thurman staff, we are thrilled to have Lachlan come join us for a week of summer camp.
Yay!
Oh, that's so awesome.
I love this camp, too. I think my niece worked there this past summer.
Oh,
this
really?
But my nieces have worked there.
Yeah, maybe,
Landry and Riley's worked there before.
Maybe,
love it.
Yeah. Maybe Lachlan can work there one day.
Yeah. Never know.
Yes.
We actually have somebody that works on our show that was a camp counselor there too, Nick.
Yeah, I worked at Camp Thurman when I was in junior high. I did like after my 7th, 8th, and 9th grade year. And it was so much fun just being a counselor.
Right.
I never went as a kid, but being a counselor, it was so cool mm-hmm. to see these kids have fun. I mean, there are so many kids.
Uh-huh.
They're playing outside all day long.
Good. Wear them out.
Dude, mm-hmm. they come home so tired. That's like what parents always say is the kids come home, they say, I had a great time, this is what I did, and then they go to sleep.
They're knocked
right.
out.
They're
yeah.
out.
Absolutely.
And so it's fun. Like, all the counselors have fun names. They don't go by their real name.
Uh-huh.
What was your name, Nick?
My counselor name was Hot Dog.
Hot Dog?
Yes.
Remember Hot Dog?
Yeah. You remember Hot
you
Dog?
You remember Hot Dog? Was there only one
yep.
hot dog in all these years?
I hope there was only one hot dog. But yeah, I worked there with Cheeto and Burrito and Tarzan. It's so much fun.
Brooke, how did your brother get the name Stussy?
It's actually Stussy. And
Stussy.
It's, you remember that? I guess he always used to wear those shirts, the Stussy brand shirts.
The clothing brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's where that came from.
Did you remember, Brooke, when you could do the three lines across and then you created the Stussy logo?
The S.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Now that makes more sense than Stussy.
Yeah. You probably heard it from the Damn Daniel video.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he says Stussy
yeah.
on there. Well, Brooke, we can't wait for Lachlan to go to this camp. Make sure you get his reaction when you do tell him that he's going. And
I will. Thank you guys so much. It's so awesome. You just made my week. And he is going to be so happy. So thank you so much.
And Mary, thank you so much for making mm-hmm. this possible for Lachlan
yes,
and his family.
Absolutely. And Brooke, I hope you'll stop by when you bring up Lachlan and introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you. But
okay,
of course,
I sure
as
will.
Everybody else never goes by their real name. You'll have to ask for Yippee. Nobody calls me Mary.
Yippee! Wow. Oh, man, I want to go to this camp.
Yeah,
now.
Right?
Those
sounds
cool
like so
names.
Much fun.
Oh, I'll give you a fun name, JC.
What's my name?
Let me think about it for a minute.
Mary, I would like to go by Chupacabra.
Hey, I don't think we've had that one yet, so I think you're safe.
Perfect. All right. Well, you guys have fun. Mary, thank you. Brooke, congratulations.
And if anybody
thank
listening
so
wants to find out, it's campthurman.org. And you might see my niece Landry. I think she's supposed to go back this year.
Do you know her name?
I don't know. She
oh,
never
we gotta
told
me. We got to ask Landry what her name was.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, hot dog.
Bye.
Hold on, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of the Kentucky Derby. Attention, Kid Nation.
Uh-huh.
You have 45 minutes left to place your bets in the first race.
Okay.
45 minutes left, and then we close the window, and the race happens.
The bets don't cost you a dime, so...
Yeah. Yeah, let's see if I can get everything else right that we got going on in the show. We got a lot of stuff going on. Jodie Sweetin from Full House and Fuller House and Dancing with the Stars. She's going to be calling us in about an hour.
Okay.
We still got to get to Jenna's Hollywood story because she was out there filming a movie, scary movie. We still got to give away a trip a day to Destin, Florida. That's we'll call out three names if you signed up at KidNation.com. By the way, go do that so your name's in the drawing.
So
we'll call those names in about 15 minutes.
There's a lot on our things to do list.
Yeah, it's hard to check them all off, Big Al. It's a lot. It's a lot. And it's even harder because we just got back from Vegas.
Yeah, buddy.
I would call this a successful trip. Nobody got crazy sick. We all had fun. Nap, you got plenty of naps, Big Al?
Got some naps. George and I, we had this kind of... George is our boss.
Our boss, yeah.
And we had this little talk, like... Because we're the... Well, we're the oldest guys in the company. So we had this talk, like... It's a lot of pressure to take a lot of people on a trip because you feel like, you know, you want to supervise, you want to make sure everybody's okay, but you want everybody to have a good time,
right,
too. So everybody seemed to have a good time. Nobody got hurt.
No.
Except for Elena when she got back home.
Nothing
to do with Vegas. So, you know, it was pretty much, yes, it was a successful trip.
Now, Big Al, did you make it out to any of the clubs?
Clubs?
Because no, there was two club nights.
No,
you didn't. I'll answer that for
no,
you.
No, I did not.
You stayed in. Kelly... You didn't make it out to any of the clubs, but you made it out to Ross.
I did. I made a mistake, though. I asked a couple people to go with me.
Who went with
you? I needed Justin and Carolyn, and I just needed to do that by myself.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, because
then I feel pressure to hurry up, and they were ready to go, and I'd only made it through two racks.
Well, tell them to go back on their own.
What time did you go?
But I was with them, you know, and it's just like we were doing a group activity. It was like right when it opened, like at 10 or 10:30.
Going
and
to Ross so, is a group activity?
Well, it was for us.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they were like, well, we're done. We're going to go to Marshall's. I'm like, but I'm barely in Raw. I'm barely here. Okay, go ahead and I'll meet you over there. So I rushed, got over there to Marshall's, and Carolyn had already gone back to the hotel. And I'm like, I don't want to go back to Ross. That's like, just screw it.
But you want to do something in Vegas that that's you can't different. Do everywhere
this
else?
This is a mega Ross. This is Ross Vegas.
What is so different about Ross Vegas?
It's big. It's just big and it's different.
Is it like three stories or something? Did somebody tell me?
A couple stories.
Yeah.
And probably different merchandise.
Yeah, so I could have done more damage than I did, so I guess I should thank them.
How long did you spend in Ross?
I wasn't even there an hour. I wasn't even because I was trying to hurry.
Yeah.
And that's
the kind of place you really need time because you got to search through stuff.
And I hate, you know, shoplifters ruin it for everybody. Now you have to take 8 items in. They have to make you hang it up, count the hangers, give you the card. And you come back, you have to hang it up. They count it and give you. It's just a nightmare. You have to get redressed. Yeah.
Kelly Rantberry.
Why can't you just take every, you know, stupid shoplifters. I hate them.
Shoplifters ruin it, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, they do. Because then I can't take unlimited amounts of clothes back there.
Did you go to Ross to maybe buy a bathing suit? Because we missed you at the pool party.
No,
yeah,
I didn't go.
You didn't make
it. Thought about trying them on, but I was like, well, I got to go tomorrow. I mean, seriously, I found a bikini.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to shock the hell out of all of them, but I didn't even try it on because I had to hurry to Marshall's where I was already abandoned.
Did you bring a bathing suit to Vegas?
No, because I saw the weather forecast. It was supposed to be 64 and raining all day Saturday.
It was actually, we were supposed to go to the pool party because Pauly D from Jersey Shore was going to be DJing.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked us up with a little cabana on the side.
Right.
So we could check out the party. The weather was supposed to be really bad. It was actually decent.
It wasn't bad.
We woke up to rain. I've never seen rain in Vegas. And so we were like, oh gosh, what do we do in Vegas when it's raining?
So I guess I did go to one club. I went to rehab. The pool at Hard Rock. So
we'll call
I guess
that
I
a
did.
Club.
Yeah, we'll call that a club because it was boonch, boonch,
it
boonch,
is.
Boonch, boonch, boonch.
But it was sad when we went down there because we found out that Pauly D was moved to Sunday.
Because they saw the weather forecast too.
Because they saw the weather forecast. And it's a smart idea because at the time he was supposed to go on, it was pouring down. I mean, it was raining hard by the time he was supposed to go up. But I did have I was hoping we would see more celebrities than we did.
Uh-huh.
Because we only saw John Lovitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually ran into the band Perry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we found out they were in town, so I hit Neil up.
Okay.
And I ended up getting to go see them real quick. Say hi.
Yeah.
And to, you know, chat with them. So we'll play that chat with you probably in a couple days. Tomorrow at this time we'll play it back with you. But I do have a celebrity story.
Oh.
So, and this is where I felt stupid. Okay. Because it was, we were going to the pool party, and apparently you can't bring backpacks in the pool.
No.
And by the way, getting into a pool in Vegas is a beat down. I had my birth control pills in my purse.
What did you have to do to your birth control pills?
Ate them all.
Isn't that bad?
I didn't eat them all. I had three left, so I took two and threw them away. Yeah, because I had like a few
doubled
pills
up.
Left. Yeah. Just because they were in my, well,
it's
you know
Vegas.
What I mean. I don't want to throw them away, and then you know how it is. It's like a mile and a half to get back to your room. But I had nothing in my purse except for my wallet, some chapstick, and well, that's it. That's and a room key. That's literally all I had in my purse. And they search every orifice of
everything.
And they go, "Ma'am, you're not allowed to bring birth control pills into the pool."
And I feel Jen on this because
apples in Vegas.
Going back to your room when you're told you can't bring something to the pool, it's a whole ordeal. It's like a 20-minute trip.
Guys were getting turned away for having on running shorts. I mean, I get it, though. You know, they're really strict. You know, they don't want you sneaking stuff in.
They don't
in,
want you sneaking liquor in, for one thing. Yeah. They want to be able to charge you however many dollars
but my
and dollars
medicine.
And dollars.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
So when I get turned away and I have to do the walk of shame back to my hotel room with my backpack that I can't bring in, I thought it was a pretty cool backpack. I'm walking back, and there's a group of six girls and, like, two guys getting in the elevator. They got their Yeti cooler. They're ready to party.
Yeah.
And when I step into the elevator, the girls just shout, "Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!"
Now I start feeling cool. You know? I'm like, "What's up, everybody?"
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's me.
Yeah, I'm on Dish Nation.
Y'all watch Dish Nation, or maybe they listen to our radio show, and I'm feeling cool, and they're like, "Oh, my God, we need to take a picture with you," and I'm like, "Absolutely." So we're taking pictures in the elevator. Mm-hmm. There's random people that are standing outside looking at us like we're idiots.
Yeah.
The doors close, and we start going up, and one of the girls goes, "So, what time is Pauly D going on?" And I'm like, "Oh, you heard our interview probably with him." In my head, I'm like, "Oh, I guess he got moved to tomorrow."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, okay. Anybody else from Jersey Shore out here?" And I looked at her and I was like, "I don't know. Why would anybody? I don't know.
Why would I
know?"
She
goes, "Oh my goodness, you guys don't talk to each other anymore?" And then at that moment, I was like, wait. I looked at her. I was like, why would I? What? What do you? Who do you think I am?" And she goes, "You're Vinny. Aren't you Vinny from Jersey Shore?" And I was like, "No, I'm not Vinny from Jersey Shore.
No, I'm JC from Dish Nation."
And she goes, "Well, then why would you take pictures with us?"
And then you have to go through the whole explaining that I'm kind of a celebrity.
So in my head, I go, "Do I tell her that we have this little TV show or like a radio show?" And I was like,
"No." "Because it's Vegas."
I was like, "So I'm an idiot. That's why, because I thought you guys thought I was cool."
No, you're
so
like,
embarrassing.
"Oh, I thought you knew me because I'm also sort of a celebrity."
No. You just
"Maybe
away.
They heard me and Al performing at the restaurant."
Right. We sang at the restaurant, the steakhouse.
We sang this at the restaurant, Al?
Okay, that's enough.
Are you embarrassed by it, Al?
Yeah, maybe.
Sound good?
Okay, that's enough. Yeah.
You don't want to hear this part when you mess up? I thought you sounded great, Al. That was just one part of the song we didn't get right.
Yeah.
We had the whole... Even Caroline Craddock was with us.
Yeah.
Right. Caroline, come in here. Because we have an announcement as well to attached with Caroline, but it was her birthday over the weekend.
Yeah, it was.
So we
fun or something.
There she is.
Hi.
You made it back okay?
Kinda.
It was a long weekend. We celebrated your birthday hard.
We did.
We went to the club.
You had a lot of birthday celebrations, huh?
I was over my birthday by the end of the trip. I'm like, okay, I've literally been saying happy birthday every 5 minutes.
It's been a happy birthday month. So,
yeah.
So when your birthday actually rolls around, it's at the end of the month.
Yeah,
it's
her birthday's like, the last day of the month.
Right.
Yeah.
On Friday, Caroline, we were going to go to the club, and you were announcing at dinner, "Hey, we're going to have a big old party." And then after dinner, you know how after you eat the steak, and you had a couple glasses of wine, you're full.
Yeah.
You know, I got a side stitch from eating.
Oh, my goodness. It was so much
I've never gotten a side stitch from eating.
I have
eating.
No idea what that is, but...
You know, when you work out really hard and you get like a pain, like a crack?
Yeah. Okay.
I got a side stitch from eating. I have to go back to my room and lie down.
That's the point.
And thank God for stretchy pants.
Is that before or after Ross?
That was before Ross, right? Yeah, she went to Ross the next day.
All right.
So we're all getting tired because we ate. And Caroline finds me... I'm headed to my room. Caroline, you saw this.
Yes.
Kelly had already gone up. Al was already sleeping. Jenna wasn't even in yet. She was still flying in. And Caroline comes out and she goes, "We're going to the club, JC." And I was like, "Look, Caroline, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I got to go up." and she put on the Caroline eyes.
Yeah.
And she started flapping them.
Puppy dog. Yeah.
She started flapping her eyelashes.
Bottom lip start going out.
Mm-hmm. Eyelashes on fleek, by the way.
Thank you.
And when it's her birthday, you can't say no.
It works every time. It really does.
She did the Caroline lip quiver. She goes, but JC, you promised.
Oh.
See, that's why I never promised, JC. Never promised.
And at that moment, I was like, fine, Caroline. I'll come to the dang club with you.
And we had fun.
Oh, I had a blast. Now, but there was a point during the whole club experience when I started looking around, because we had a crew with us. I started looking. Elena was with us. Justin was with us. Dan was with us.
Did y'all have access? Because sometimes in the Las Vegas nightclubs, there's a line, and then for some reason, there's a VIP line. It's just as long as the line. Did y'all have?
Yeah, they were VIP.
Caroline talked us into the VIP line.
Okay.
She's a talker.
Well, Justin had called to get us the table. Okay. And this was the embarrassing part. He decides to use a Russian accent. And he's like, hello, what? I have 8 beautiful girls for table tonight. And so he uses the accent the entire phone conversation. And the guy's name was Melvin. He's like, okay, Bervin, thank you. Irving, thank you so much. So we get to the club and he kind of uses the accent to get us in the club. By the end of the night, you know, we had a few cocktails. Yeah. 2 a.m. rolls around. He's like, man, thanks, guy. Thanks so much for getting us in. Like, the accent was gone.
You guys look like you had a blast. Yeah,
Russian accent.
Why not? It's Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a point where we were dancing in circles, all the dudes. We're all dancing, having a good time. Because, you know, we're bro dancing.
You're bro dancing.
Yeah, we're bro dancing. All right. I look around. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the only straight dude here. Yeah. I'm the only straight dude in this circle of dudes dancing.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah. Just fist pumping. I'm like, dang it. But we had a blast. Caroline was dancing. You went out the next night.
I did for a little bit.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday. I still have like black on my feet because I took my shoes off at the club.
You got to get one of those. No, you got to get one of those petty eggs.
Yeah,
and scrape
it's
that
bad.
Off.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, you took your shoes off at the club?
Most girls do.
They hurt so bad.
But then I got on the white leather couch and I was standing on the white leather couch.
Yeah, black
and there was, yeah, are I had you? Walmart feet. Like, it wasn't cute.
No offense.
Oh, no. No offense to Walmart.
Well, we've all gone barefoot.
No,
you know?
They require shoes there.
Don't you go barefoot sometimes?
Not in Walmart.
Kelly, no. I thought of all people,
fine establishment.
You've never gone barefoot in a store, Kelly.
No.
Oh, my God. I've never heard
no.
That Walmart feet.
Shh.
I don't know why that's shocking.
Sorry.
But, Caroline, you also have an announcement. From Vegas to Kids.
Yeah. Those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, go hand in hand.
Yeah. Our applications are out today.
So we can finally receive applications to go on this year's trip.
Yeah, you can apply.
Okay, so you can apply, you can nominate families.
Yes.
And here's the requirements. You have to be a child. Why don't you tell us?
Tell us what Kids is. People don't know.
Why don't you tell us, Al?
Yeah, Kids is an organization. Kid Craddock founded a charity many years ago to take terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World every single year. And their families and brothers and sisters. And it's like a 5-day trip. And it's really, 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 really cool. And we pay for everything.
That was very helpful.
There's a few requirements, though, right? Yeah. Like, you have to be the child has to be between the ages of 5 and 12, but when we go on the trip.
Right, so if the child's 4 now, but will be 5 by the time
in November,
then that works. You just have to be within the age requirements at the time of the trip.
And
cut it off somewhere, you know.
And 2016 marks the 25th anniversary.
Oh,
yep.
My.
Our 25th year.
Wow.
We have a new website and a new logo.
Yes.
Kidskids.com.
Got a little paper airplane?
Yeah. We just needed a refresh, so we're excited about it.
KIDS.com. You can go download the application. I know a lot of doctor's offices, maybe a lot of nurses like to take applications up there because they know some families that might qualify for the trip. You don't have to be like, you just have to have a financial need to go. You can't otherwise afford to go on your own. There's a lot of very, you know, stable families, but the medical bills just get to be too much. So something extra like this isn't in the picture for them.
And the way we do it, we go all out. I mean, they have the best of the best. So if you can't afford to do that otherwise.
But, you know, think about it when you're at work today, because it's like maybe you're at work and you have a coworker and you know that they've been going through a hard time and they have a sick child, or you're a teacher at a school in the same situation. Because, you know, we have a lot of doctors, like Kelly said, doctors and nurses that work at hospitals that are around this situation all the time. But maybe you've just come across someone in the last year of your life and you're like, oh gosh, I didn't know they had a child that, you know, that was special
that
needs. Yeah. So, you know, think long and hard about it and download that application at kidskids.com.
And I know we only, we raise money one show a year, but if you got an extra 10 bucks here and there, you can always text KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000 to donate $10. It'll go on
on
your bill there at the end of the month, which is always cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take donations year-round.
Yes. Caroline, you've been doing a wonderful job with Kids Kids.
Girl. Thanks,
guys.
I want
to tell you that. Our little girl's all grown up.
Yes, she is.
Oh, she's all grown up now.
She is.
All right. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for letting me party with you.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, now we got to give away a trip.
It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we go to Florida with the Kids Kids. We want to send you to Florida now.
Yay.
Yes.
Time for Trip a Day, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, remind me how to... Okay, we're giving away a trip every day this week.
Yes.
Every day
you have to enter
in May.
KID every day in May, actually. KidNation.com is where you go to register. And this week's great prize is a trip for four to...
Topsail.
Is that how you say it?
Topsail.
Uh-huh. It's a beach and racket resort.
Yeah.
By Resort Quest in Destin, Florida.
And all you have to do is enter once. You don't have to enter every day. Just enter once and then listen at 7:20 a.m. Central Time. For your name to be called. We're a couple minutes late today, so please forgive us.
Our bad.
So we're going to call out three names right now. The first one to call us back wins. The other two, sorry about you. Today's names are Alexis Zachmeyer, Michelle Brasino, Rebecca Seabolt. Again, Michelle Brasino, Rebecca Seabolt, Alexis Zachmeyer. The first one to call back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. You win.
First one to call.
First one.
Wins. You got 10 minutes.
And the other two that don't win, your name will go back into the hall.
Right.
Now, if nobody calls back in 10 minutes, we're going to take another caller to win today's trip. We are going to give away a trip today.
Oh, yes. We will. Every single day this week, we will give away a trip. You have 10 minutes to call. And coming up next, we'll talk about Jenna's Hollywood story.
Yay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Looks like we have somebody, guys.
It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So if you went to KidNation.com and signed up, Kelly Raspberry may have called your name.
Oh, I hope I called the names out correctly.
I think you did, Kelly. You called out three names. You had 10 minutes to call us back. First one in gets to win that trip to Destin, Florida. And that happens to be Rebecca Seabolt. Rebecca,
yes!
You won.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Oh, Rebecca, have you ever been to Destin, Florida?
No, never.
I've heard so many wonderful things. It's like on my list of places to visit.
Really?
And you've won a trip for four to the Topsail Beach and Racket Resort by Resort Quest in Destin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got the air transportation for four, so make sure you got three other people to go with you. And like Kelly said, four nights at Topsail Beach and Racket Resort. And a five-day car rental in full-size model.
Wow.
You get a model with it?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Oh.
Full-size one.
Oh, wow. Full-size model.
You know, you got three other people with you.
I want to win this trip.
You need all that room for the luggage and all that good stuff. Rebecca, thank you so much for signing up.
Thank you so much.
Was it pretty easy to call in? Did you hear it right
yes.
away?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Kid Nation's super nice. You know, if they don't hear their name, they leave it pretty open.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy to sign up. Yeah.
Yes.
It's probably the easiest thing you've ever done.
Yes, I am.
How much time did you spend signing up, Rebecca?
Less than a minute.
See?
What?
Less than a minute.
We don't require people to jump through hoops.
No, no big deal. You just want a trip for four to Florida.
Who are you going to take with you, Rebecca?
I don't know. My daughter, for sure.
Okay, so there's one, and then two other people.
Two others. Could be two randoms.
All right,
Rebecca.
Two randoms.
All right, well, you take lots of pictures for us, Rebecca. Congratulations. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Enjoy Florida.
So if you haven't signed up, you need to do it, but just do it once. If you've already signed up, you're in.
Yeah.
Don't need to go back, but go to KidNation.com to sign up for Trip a Day. We're doing it every day in May.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
And from the east, we go all the way to the West Coast with our little movie star in studio.
I know.
Oh, hardly. Thank you, though.
Jenna was dealing with a murderous, crazy lunatic.
Yeah, it all started week before last. I got a random Facebook message on the fan page, of all things. And, you know, we get a lot of messages on there. And I go through and try and read and respond to some. But
yeah.
In all honesty, you guys, I hardly check the Facebook anymore. I'm so into Instagram and Snapchat. So I just happened to be reading one day. And a wonderful guy had sent me a quick message and just said, Jenna, my banker, Lynn, So thank you, Lynn, by the way. My banker, Lynn, told me that you've always wanted to be killed in a horror movie. It was on your bucket list, and I can make it happen. And I kind of thought, I don't know about this. So yeah. I got Russ to help me investigate and made a couple phone calls, and it all happened pretty quickly. And turns out this guy was an investor in a horror movie. People like to invest because movies cost money.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot about how this works. So he was an investor in the movie and called Death House, and it's said to be the Expendables of horror movies with a lot of old horror movie star greats. You know, some names you might not recognize. Danny Trejo, he was in From Dusk Till Dawn. He's the Mexican actor, plays a lot of real gritty roles, and a lot of other people. Dee Wallace, I don't know if you know who that is, but a lot of people that have been in tons of scary movies, like the guy that played Jason.
Freddy Krueger?
You know, Robert Englund actually ended up dropping out of the movie because he was doing something, but I thought he was in it as well. But yeah, a lot of people, you might not know their name, but you'd recognize them. So we looked into it, and it sounded great, so I left you guys in New York, and it was their very last week of filming. So when I got out, there was the last 2 days of the shoot, and they said that we can kill
you. Now, when you showed up, I'm sure the cast has already been filming for a few weeks, so they're all friends.
2 months.
2 months together.
Oh, yeah.
They're all bonded, and here comes this young, this hot chick walking in. Who does she think she is?
The last day.
You guys, exactly. And I cannot even tell you guys, I was shocked at how kind everyone is. People asking me my name, and, you know, whether it was the director or producers or investors or extras or the makeup and wardrobe, it was such a good vibe. Everyone was so cool and
That's so cool, nice.
And for us in doing what we do for a living, you know, it's kind of along the same lines, but I've never gotten to be on a movie set. We were shooting in the Valley. It was on an actual lot, not Paramount or one of those big ones like you would think, you know, but there's a lot of lots. So trailers, and really we were just in a room that had a green screen, and they make it like it's, you know, on set at SNL.
That's a bunch of
different stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, it's not quite as glamorous as you would think it would be, because it's movie magic.
Okay, so let's get in depth here with your character.
Yes.
What was her name?
I was told, I was a glorified extra, and I knew that they probably didn't even know how this was gonna happen, because the script's written. They have to stick pretty close to script, and they're in their last 2 days of filming, so I wasn't sure where I was gonna fit in. But the premise of the movie, it's all these serial killers that are incarcerated, but there's experiments going on. So they're, real quickly, in my role, they're bussing in homeless people. This is pretty morbid,
but they're
bussing in homeless people, right?
Okay.
Saying that you get $100 if you undergo some medical testing, but what's really happening is quite more grave than that, because they're kind of tricking these homeless people, and they're dressing up the homeless people. They're drugging them, and you're getting dressed up like a victim of the serial killers so they can be put into their cells and killed.
Now,
so they can be studied. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Based on your pictures that you were posting on Snapchat, these homeless people are true Hollywood homeless people, because they're all gorgeous.
Not everyone. So I, on Thursday when I went out, I was told I might get a chance to just be an extra in another scene. And then that didn't end up playing out on Thursday. But I stayed from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. because that's how long their film days are. You break at like 2 o'clock for a 20-minute lunch. I mean, they're pretty strict to the schedule. So I got to sit behind the monitor with, you know, the producer, the director, assistant director, and watch, which is incredible. But, man, they film the same scene so many times.
Yeah.
It's so tedious.
Like different angles and stuff?
Different angles, close. Ups, moving the cameras around, and I mean, I'm talking like it takes hours to film one scene, you know, depending on how long and how much dialogue there is.
How many times could you just scream in horror?
Right.
You know, until it just becomes like, I don't feel like
I found most of the takes
anymore.
Most of the takes that have a lot of blood. So Danny Trejo shows up to set. So
Tortuga.
When they have a big star in, they get really excited because they're paying him a lot of money, and they have, you know, maybe 90 minutes or 2 hours with this guy to film his scene, right? So I get to see this murder scene where Danny Trejo's killing this woman in bed, like bashing her over the head. So the way they do it is crazy. Because it's really not as scary when you're there at moments. I mean, at least for me, because I love scary stuff. And the way they do it and then substitute in a dummy, you know, but the special effects guy that's working on the movie did all the slime in Ghostbusters. He's so cool. He's doing the blood in Suicide Squad.
Okay.
So he like knows his special effects liquids, you know. It's really cool to be behind the scenes and see it. I was just like eating it all up. I loved it. And so I got to watch Danny Trejo film this really dark scene, and everyone was just buzzing, so excited. Everyone's really pumped about the movie. So Friday was my day.
Yeah.
So they told me to show up.
Yeah.
You know, without my hair done, no makeup, right? And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to homeless me up because we're all going to be in hospital gowns. They hand the 30 extras, no joke, just paper hospital gowns, like what we would wear when you go to the hospital, go to the gynecologist.
You know,
it's like open in the back.
What do you wear?
They told me to wear They told me to wear nude or white full-butted underwear. Like, Jenna, I have that.
Jenna don't own
so
those.
You just probably just went.
Yeah. So I had
to go with the nude option.
You probably just went commando.
I had, oh my gosh. Well, I didn't really want to do that because I knew I'd be sitting around for eight hours in a hospital gown. I didn't want to do that. But and I thought my character wouldn't wear a thong because I'm homeless.
If
right?
they didn't give you a name, did you give yourself a name?
I didn't give myself a name because I was just, I didn't even know what to expect because I didn't know how I was going to die, if I was going to be screaming. So I had to have the family that hooked this up for me that was there, the investors, take me to Target.
Yes.
On the way to the set,
yes.
so I could buy a jumbo pack of full-butted underwear.
Yes. No,
a jumbo pack.
They have comfortable underwear there.
So
by
I
the
get
way.
There, and all the Hanks. Extras are hanging out, and all the extras kind of knew each other because this is what they do for a living.
Yeah.
You know, they're Screen Actors Guild; they get paid to be extras all the time. So they kind of knew each other, and I felt kind of out of the loop. You know, so I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, hair and makeup. When do I get in there to get made all homeless? And they're no.
Nothing.
Oh, you just got to show up. Nothing.
You guys, my worst nightmare is to die ugly. And I am going to be in this movie, not with ugly makeup, just with me. No makeup, no hair.
Oh, naked face, raw. Jenna.
In the raw.
So the director, actually, this is where things kind of took a turn. Because I thought I was going to be slaughtered by one of these serial killers and it was going to be bloody and I was going to be a mess. And he goes, Jenna, how would you feel if you're still in the movie and you have a good scene, but... I really want you to have a bigger role in the next movie because we're definitely planning on doing a sequel.
Oh!
So then I have to make this decision, like, but what happens if there's not a sequel? And then I'm not going to get brutally murdered in the movie, and then all my
That's
dreams
the whole
fall
point.
Apart, you know?
What if it revolves around, like, you're the only one that escapes, and then the movie's all about
love
you?
Love interest.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think they were just thinking that I'd be some random girl, but when they saw that I was, like, kind of in the know and able to, like, deliver a line, and then they were like, you know what, we're just going to have you in this one, and you can be in the next one. I'm like, well, okay, of course.
You had
it's
a line?
Fine. No, I ended up not, because I'm telling you, they changed some stuff, so I don't get this brutal scene.
You went and bought the panties for nothing?
Yeah, for
nope,
real.
Nope. So I'm still in there, and we filmed this shot on a green screen, so it's so interesting to see how they're going to make this work. So, so the doctors are going around, and they're kind of fixing up the homeless people to see what they're going to do, you know, like who serves what purpose. So there's a close-up of me, and we have to play catatonic. So I had this for 2 hours with a few breaks here and there, stare straight ahead as doctors came up to show that we were drugged, you know, and like would go... like right in my face. So I had to just focus on like staring straight ahead like I was totally drugged. And then I got scene was I got a huge syringe filled with something stabbed into my throat and I wasn't allowed to flinch or do anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
it kind of hurt. So I have a picture. The best part, though, with this picture, you guys, it's a picture of the monitor when they're filming. This woman who told me she had never been in a movie before totally out-acted me.
Yeah. She has her hair in front of her
face. She's in every shot next to me, and she was like, I've never done this before. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, just look ahead, you know, like mouth half open and be catatonic.
Yeah.
I get all these pictures back from the monitor, and this woman is totally out-acting me and stealing my scene.
Well, you
she
kinda,
took her moment.
You kind of have the dead hooker look, though.
You
you were trying to get that down.
All the years of practice.
So, Jenna,
paid off.
We got to come up with a name for Jenna's character now.
Okay.
Yes.
Create a Wikipedia page for the character.
An IMDb.
We need the background story on how
you
became homeless.
I'm going to get he promised me I'm going to get a chance to be brutally murdered in the next one.
Well,
so
that means we all have to go see the first one to make sure enough people see it.
Right.
So, there is a sequel.
Yes,
so you can get murdered.
This is Death House. A bunch of old famous horror actors in the movie. And they're hoping for an October 20th release. But I'll keep you guys posted.
And we have to have another premiere, just like we did for JC's movie.
Right.
You know, we can't play favorites here.
I'm going to buy you a baby blazer, Jenna, to wear for your premiere. It's going to be so much fun.
So
your new panties?
It was super cool, super fun, super fun. But yeah, hours of the same scene, doing the same stuff. It's incredible how the movies work. So...
Jenna. All right, well,
I'll keep you guys posted as soon as I know more. Yeah.
Jenna's acting on Fleet gets in the sequel. And then we want to send your mama to LA like Jenna was. We'll tell you who the winner of our Mama's Trippin' contest next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, we're back from Vegas.
Yep, yep.
We'll give you a chance to go to Kid TV to check out what's coming up right here. It's time for the Kid-Tucky Derby, everybody.
Yeah, you definitely want to be around Kid TV for this.
Now, if you went to KidNation.com and signed up and picked the horse for this race, you could win $100.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put you on the Friday race where you could win $500 cash and then $500 to bet at the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
I'm being told 23% of Kid Nation bet on the winning horse.
Really?
That's pretty good. Yeah. They picked the right one.
They know something.
The only way to find out who is the actual winner is to listen up for the first race. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes.
Welcome to Kid Nation Downs for Monday's race of the Kid-Tucky Derby. Number one is Christmas Party Curtain. This horse thought was going to be in an exclusive stall, but not so much. Still just going to go out of an old-fashioned starting gate here. Number two is Bubble Guppy's Prank, born and bred in Bubble Tucky. Not exactly bluegrass, but still quite good. That's number two. And here's number three, Kelly's Positivity. Now, the Kid-Tucky Derby is on old-fashioned dirt, but this horse always runs faster on grass or turf. But might be okay here. Next up is number four, Dr. Ex-Girlfriend. This horse is nearing the end of her run, but we've got nothing but love for this horse. That's number four. Wrong. And number five, Dumped in Dubai. The hotels may be on fire, but this relationship has fizzled out. That's number five. That's the lineup for the first race.
Oh, boy. Here
we go. They're in the gate. They're all set. They're off. And Dr. Ex-Girlfriend begins fast, but Bubble Guppy's Prank quickly is out to take the lead. And further back to Kelly's Positivity, going to have to do better here. And Dumped in Dubai tries to hang tough there, but beginning to tire. As they come down the stretch, it's Bubble Guppy's Prank. Dr. Ex-Girlfriend is fizzling out. And the jockey has actually left Dumped in Dubai mid-race. Those two have parted ways. And Kelly's Positivity is coming on there. Christmas Party Curtain's
come
always
on.
Hanging around.
Come on, Kelly's
and they're in the final stages. And here comes Kelly. Positivity.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Kelly's Positivity
yes.
is coming on here
yes.
to take the first.
Come on,
and
yes.
Kelly's Positivity
yes.
lives to race another race on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, look, can hardly contain his excitement. He's obviously thrilled about that, but does win this race. An extremely impressive finish from Christmas Party Curtain to be second, always hanging around late. Bubble Guppy's Prank weakened to be third. Dr. Ex-Girlfriend going to have to be put out to pasture after the fourth place finish. And as for Dumped in Dubai, the jockey left midway through the race, and they don't complete the course.
Oh, man.
Man, race one winner is Kelly's Positivity.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to open up the windows again. The betting windows are open for race two.
Okay.
KidNation.com is where you go, and here are the horses you can bet on.
Okay. The second race of the 2016 Kid-Tucky Derby Series, and here's the lineup. Number one is Half Glass Full. This horse isn't quite sure how good he isn't, but it's doing gooder than it has been in the future.
Half Glass Full.
So kinda, maybe, he's got a shot, but not the favorite. One of those situations. Here's number two. You don't need that.
You don't need that.
Blinders, whips and a crop, a saddle. Don't need that. Don't need any of those things.
No. You don't need that.
You don't need that.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Number three is Blossoming Before Our Eyes.
And I just basically got to sit down with this artist who's blossoming before our eyes.
Needs no further explanation.
Nope.
Number four is The World. And number five is The Universe.
World, universe. What's bigger?
Which of these horses is bigger if you look at them, the world or the universe? We think it's a tough call.
It is. It's a very tough call. Thank you, Mr.
All right, the betting window is open. Again, KidNation.com is where you go.
Oh,
you pick
man.
The right horse, you could potentially win $100, and we'll place you in Friday's race, where you can win $500 in cash and $500 to spend at the Kentucky Derby.
What does the announcer think when he's reading all of these that we bring in? Because he's a professional announcer,
he's a real
right?
dude. Yeah. Yeah, he's a real announcer.
Is he just like, what
he's,
am
he's
I?
He's a normal guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing it from the beginning. And
I
he probably
know.
Thinks, man, this is the stupidest thing I do all year.
To it, you know it.
Oh, man. Good luck, Kid Nation. We know this.
Is that music being Nixie?
That is the Fuller House theme, which is the redone song of the Full House. And I'm nervous because we get to talk to Stephanie Tanner herself, Jody Sweetin, who's in Dancing with the Stars tonight, actually. You want to watch her dance tonight. We'll talk to her coming up next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Well, this is a dream come true.
Isn't
it? I know it is for you guys.
It would only be better if she were in studio so we could gush over her in person.
Maybe she can make it out in studio with us. We're talking about Jody Sweetin, who's on Dancing with the Stars. You know her from Full House and Fuller House. She's on the phone right now. Hi, Jody.
Hey, good morning.
Hey Jody.
It's you.
We are so excited to talk to you. JC and I, we are both big fans of yours.
Huge.
My daughter, the ultimate fan, she doesn't get that Full House is in rerun, so it's still real time for
right.
her. We're all just super fans.
Oh, wonderful.
Jody, I would like to say you taught me how to speak English. You really did. I moved here from Mexico, and I used to watch your show, and I used to listen to your lines and repeat them back to myself, and that's how I learned how to speak English. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now, there's nobody that loves you probably more right now than Keo, though, your dance partner.
That's the truth.
Yes. Keo, I adore him. He's a great partner. I mean, I feel like I really got the perfect partner for me for doing this show.
Well, Jody, you have single-handedly gotten him past, like, week two or three. Every partner he's paired with always gets eliminated so quickly, so it's so nice to see him stay on the show, and I think that's largely due to you.
Yeah, you know, Keo's an amazing dancer. He's really, really fantastic. So it's been exciting and fun for me to get to see him, you know, really make it this far in the competition, you know, too. I mean, I watch him, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, people have no idea what you're capable of because they've never seen it before. So I'm really proud of him.
Good. Well, he's also capable of breaking your nose.
Yeah.
I mean, really took a beating this last week in rehearsals. I don't know how you survived it. And I really thought he snapped your ankle in half. It wasn't his fault.
How's your body doing?
You know, my body is sore. I currently have, like, you know, physical therapy tape on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because my rotator cuffs hurt really bad from those crazy lifts and things that we did, you know, this last Monday on our show, and it definitely pushes you to the limits of what you think you can do physically.
Yeah, she did that pink dance.
Yeah.
That, oh gosh, I forgot the name of the song, but that was brutal. That was a tough, tough dance to do. That was probably the most physically demanding of all the dances you've done so far.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It was just acrobatically, you know what I mean? We did some crazy lifts where, you know, he had me upside down over his head and we were jumping on tables and, you know, getting thrown around. And yeah, it was a very physically demanding dance. Well, in a different way than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I could trust someone because that person's responsible for your safety.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
I mean, really, that's a lot of trust you have to have in someone.
Yeah, and I do. And, you know, I know, like, he always, like, when we were doing that lift, you know, he kept saying, he's like, I've got you. I've got you. You are not going to fall.
I love that.
You're not going to fall. And I knew that, you know, that he did. I absolutely knew that he did. You know, when I got injured during the week, it was, you know, usually something where, you know, the one where I hurt my foot was, you know, me trying to balance both of us. And, you know, he was 6'2 and weighs about 210 pounds. You know, me trying to balance both of us and hold both of us up was just not going to happen.
Man, a 6'2... 210-pound guy can move like that?
Yeah.
Some can.
Solid muscle, baby.
Man, that guy. He's
well,
so
I know
cool.
You're not going to be eliminated this week because my daughter and I used all of our votes for you.
Oh, thank you.
Every one of them.
Yeah, we're really hoping to make it to the end of this competition and to really win. And, you know, we're putting in a lot of hard work and a lot of long hours. And, you know, we're just hoping that the fans feel the same.
Yeah. Well, you got a great chance. And You're really open, too, on Dancing with the Stars about the struggles that you had after Full House, too, which is really endearing. You know, people, we feel like, you know, we were missing you for all these years.
Well, you were family.
Yeah, you were our family, and then all of a sudden you're gone, and that's exactly how you felt when the show went off the air, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a huge change and a huge, you know, shift in my life, which just makes it all the more amazing to get to come back and be doing Fuller House, you know, with these people that I've known since I was 5 years old, and to get to recreate that. At this point in my life, I mean, it's a huge gift and a huge blessing.
Yeah.
Does that leave a lot of time for your DJ career?
That's a character she plays on.
I was about to hire her. I was about to hire you to come DJ
for
me.
See, on the TV show, the Netflix show, she plays a DJ. But do you really DJ in real life?
No, I do not.
Okay, there you go, Al. She's such a good actress, she fooled you.
You know what? I'm sitting here DJ. I'm sitting here Googling DJ Tanner.
I haven't quite moved into that yet.
Jody, you have two daughters. Would you let them go into entertainment after what you went through?
Yeah, you know, what I went through, I think, would have happened regardless. It was just, you know, because I had grown up, you know, in the spotlight and doing a really popular television show, I think more people knew about what I went through.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, my experience growing up on television and growing up in this business was really wonderful. You know, I was surrounded by people that were like family to me, that are still like family to me. You know, if my kids wanted to do it at some point, I would completely support them in doing that. You know, I had a really great experience with it.
Do you still talk to Gia?
You know, I haven't talked to Marlo in a really long time, but, you know, maybe one of these days we'll try and get Gia back on the show.
Yes, when do you start filming Fuller House, the second season? We're so excited they got picked up again.
just in a couple weeks here on, I think, like, May 10th is our first day back.
Wow.
So you're going back-to-back Dancing with the Stars to Fuller House.
Very busy.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully, if things go as we're hoping for, I'll be doing both of the shows simultaneously there for a couple weeks.
Which will be an
tiring experience.
Hey.
Right.
But it's, you know what? You got to grab it while you can, right? Take your moment. I love that.
I keep saying, like, you know what? I'm so tired, but this is like a brief little moment in my life, and I'm willing to just keep pushing myself and keep going.
Well, we want to keep you on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So everybody listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show, use your votes for Jodie Sweetin.
Watch tonight. Watch her rock it.
We're having a lot of fun. We're not ready to go home yet.
No, we're not. What song are we dancing to this week?
This week is Musical Icons Week, so we are dancing A Quick Step to Stevie Wonder's Once in My Life.
Oh,
the Quick Step.
I love the Quick Step.
Found someone who needs me.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Catch Jodie on Dancing with the Stars tonight, 8/7 Central, and also Fuller House on Netflix right now, and also Full House all the time on, just turn on the TV. It's on there.
Thank you, Jodie Sweetin.
All the time. All right. Thank you, guys.
Nice talking to you. Bye. That was cool.
You all right?
You can breathe again?
I was kind of nervous.
You don't want to look like an idiot in front of Stephanie.
Know. Dude, I used to have the maddest crush on her.
She's hot. Yeah. She's a hottie. I'll admit that.
And, you look at this little girl on TV, and now suddenly she's got boobies. She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
And it's disconcerting
a little
bit.
And you feel a little weird about thinking she's hot, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, yeah.
I get that.
I get you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.